and not to speak after such a powerful speaker. I hope that what I can present are realizations. I tend to be a little bit careful and would rather name those as some things which came into my mind and which became more present during the walk. Now, I should actually, I'm going to talk about something, so I must first offer my obeisances to Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Smada Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskatya Desatarini. Actually, I wanted to ask Ishvara Chandra to please get
my brief papier. Nicht in der, in dem book bag, in dem braunen Umschlag.
So, one thing is, during this Braj Mandal Parikrama, I think the spiritual advancement which is made and which is looked after by all those who participate in it comes in a relative shorter amount of time than during other services and during our normal life of sadhan. This is because the Braj Mandal Parikrama offers a very a tour de force, so to say, in purification. In Braj Mandal Parikrama, we become confronted with a few important things which are very instrumental for a devotee's advancement in Krishna consciousness. One is, of course, the austerity. Our Purushottaya Maharaj has told that Krishna consciousness is based on austerity. A devotee who constantly tries to avoid austerity in his life won't be able to make much advancement. And I liked Radha Raman's point very much. On Braj Mandal Parikrama, you have to learn to accept austerity. If your heart and your mind revolves around avoiding austerity, you will never come out of the stage of being a very mediocre devotee, maybe an abbas of a devotee. So another thing is that this Braj Mandal Parikrama brings us into contact with the five most important principles of devotional service. One is, of course, chanting. When you are doing Braj Mandal Parikrama, you quickly notice that the real thing you have to do is chanting the holy name with attention. You notice that when you do this at the Leela stands, at the places where Krishna performs his pastimes, there is an additional help in your chanting. Some mercy shakti seems to be there, encouraging you on and on. Then, another aspect of these five important processes is the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. When we are on Braj Mandal Parikrama, the philosophy becomes very much alive by the lectures, by the immediate putting the lectures into practical reality. I spoke of austerity, of engagement, could be this different process. You have to stay engaged on Braj Mandal Parikrama. So the Srimad Bhagavatam, its tenets become so much easier absorbed. Also, you hear so many stories which make the Bhagavatam, which make you appreciate the Bhagavatam anew. Like when you hear Dhruva Maharaj performed here his and Madhuvan, his obeisance, his austerities and tapasya, and saw Vrishni Garbha, Vishnu coming here. You see Dhruva's place. You see where the Pandavas stayed. I mean, Srimad Bhagavatam is no longer theory. It becomes alive. Then you see deities, so many deities and how they are worshipped. You have a lot of sadhu sangha, and you understand also Mathura Vesh, living in the dham. Like when you stay in Krishna Balaram temple, which is a very nice temple, and we should never be polemic about Prabhupada's temples, but it is a fact, it is a little capsula. It is ISKCON within India. Now when you go on Prajmanda Parikram, it is no longer, you are no longer moving in a protected capsula, in a protected shell. You are there with the Holy Dham. The Holy Dham is entering your lungs, your eyes, your brain, and in form of thoughts, even your feet. I mean, you are associating. So, in summary, the five processes of bhakti yoga, which is chanting, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping and seeing deities, sadhu sangha and Mathura Vesh, living at the Holy Dham, they become more tangible to the parikram devotees, and therefore their advancement goes much, much faster. It's like a turbo. It's like changing from an ambassador to a Mercedes-Benz or Rolls-Royce. This is how the Brajmanda Parikrama very quickly transports us into higher realms of Krishna consciousness. Now one realization which I hope it's a realization, as I said in the beginning, is when Lokanath Maharaj talked about the question, where are you, Krishna? He said it many times, and I again thought, like I always think, why is he saying it so many times? It's clear. He has said it two times. So then it came for the seventh time. And then I noticed, and then he asked us, now all say, Krishna, where are you? I thought, well, am I an Indian village kid who needs to be, you know, by force always pushed into the thing? And then the tenth time it came, yes, actually, when am I going to say, Krishna, where are you? I've lectured about this in Mathura, but now this is different. Now the tenth time I have heard it in one lecture, 10 minutes, so what does this mean? And I started to meditate deeply about this question, where are you, Krishna? And all of a sudden all kinds of shlokas began to crowd my mind. Ayinanda Tanuya Kinkaram, I'm fallen very far away from you, Krishna, in this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up, but where are you? And this became in Badri very concrete, because Lokanath Maharaj had asked us, we should also ask Nara Narayan Rishi, Krishna, where are you? So I did it. I did it. And it became very intense, and all of a sudden I thought, at least, again I hope it's a realization, the whole attitude towards Brajmanda Parikram and Krishna consciousness in general seemed to change. I almost felt like an idiot who was before a computer and nothing made sense to him, and then all of a sudden he pressed the F5GX button, and all of a sudden on the screen appeared something which was a mystery before, some answer to a question. Do you know what I mean to say? When you have a computer and nothing makes sense to you, but you somehow hit after the right key, then all of a sudden, boom, information is on the screen. And I want to take this home with me to my services. Question, Krishna, where are you? An expression of helplessness and an expression of intense desire to finally find some trace of Krishna, some footprint of Krishna showing in the right direction which I have to go. So that made a great difference, and I want to thank Lokanath Maharaj for this question, Krishna, where are you? It's of course a question handed down by parampara. It is the question. It is a question in Krishna consciousness. Now another realization. So that helped me very much in the other parts of the Brajmanda Parikram. Another question or point I wanted to bring to your attention is we are. I'm completely dependent on the mercy of Radharani. I must say, I felt quite sure I could make the Brajmanda Parikram after going through half of it. I had difficulties for two reasons. One is my godbrothers, many godbrothers wanted to convince me to not go on Brajmanda Parikram and always got me to Vrindavan. But I thought maybe I can't resist them. So anyways, it happened. But then I also thought, well, you never know. Body is very exhausted from preaching in the West. So then I became very, after some time I became convinced I would make it, until someone served me seconds on rubbery. And when I had finished the seconds on rubbery, I got an idea that maybe I'm not going to finish it. Then it started, I had to lay down, then I had to give the class in the evening, then I said, well, okay, I'd like to talk much more about Brajmanda Parikram because I'm a preacher but I never get any chance. So, okay, I'm going to talk in the evening. It felt very thick, and you know, some of you were in the lecture, it was quite late, all of a sudden I had to say, sorry, I have to just wait for 5 minutes, and then the first thunderbolt of punishment struck my intestinal system. But anyways, I returned and continued the lecture after 5 minutes. I'm going to finish. I want to finish Gokishodas Babaji now. And I could merely end the first part of the lecture. Then I felt it was coming up, and I said, okay. Then I ran. And then the whole night, it was a fight with the elements. Finally, I was lying next to the dog, and I was just, my body was erupting, and I was just couldn't speak. I was praying inside Radharani, please let me continue on Brajmanda Parikram. This one thing, afterwards you can kill me, hopefully, in Braj, but I want to finish this by your mercy. So then the whole night there was, everything was going on. I was falling asleep while passing in the fields. And then I heard the Mataji's right behind me, and I felt, oh no, I'm in sannyasi, and they are too close, you know. Anyways, I'm still here, and now I'm still praying today. Hopefully I will make it tomorrow. Anything can happen. I've noticed this. My body and my mind are not protecting me. Radha's mercy must be there. This is a very good realization, I feel, and I'm extremely thankful for this, because I do have the tendency to be a little youthful and very enthusiastic and just have a thick head, a German head, you know, who wants to go through walls. So now I see it's the mercy of Lord of Radharani. This was very, very helpful for me. I remember Prabhupada once going on a morning walk, and there were some ducks hoping to obtain some pieces of bread. And there was one duck who went like quack, 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 very loud. And he got the most bread. So Prabhupada said, whoever quacks the most gets the most mercy. So this is a very nice is a little realization I wanted to share. So another point is Krishna is willing to interact with the devotee who prays for his mercy and fixes his mind. In Kamyavan, I read a passage on Vrinda Devi and how her mercy is absolutely required to enter into Vrindavan. And at that time, a desire came in my mind, which was a little higher than the first desire, the first Brajmanda Parigrama. The first Brajmanda Parigrama, I was in Kamyavan, I was very hungry and dissatisfied with the prasadam which was served by the management at that time. Was not as good and not as timely as now. And I read the Nectar of Devotion about desirelessness. And I just finished the book at one time and said, that's too high for me, I want to eat now. And went to the temple and they were very happy to receive me and put me before a full plate, a huge plate of prasadam. So I ate it, and then I asked them what is the occasion, and they said, well, according to our astronomical chart, today is the day where the Vanmahant was dying, and we have a kind of prophecy that we would serve prasadam to a sadhu from abroad on this day. And since you marched in the door, and you look white, like an Angrezi, therefore we understood you are that sadhu we have to feed today, and they gave me this plate of prasadam. So I was very ashamed that Krishna had to fulfill such a material desire of mine to make such an arrangement, but I felt convinced that Kamyavan is a place where all your desires become fulfilled. So this time I thought, let me desire on a higher level, not just some belly-filling desire, and I desired actually the mercy of Vrinda Devi. And then after that I approached the pujari and said, can you give me a cloth of Vrinda Devi, piece of cloth? He came and he looked very rude in the beginning, but then he just said acha, and he turned, he came from somewhere and he brought a shawl which Vrinda Devi had carried, this original Vrinda Devi who allows us entrance into Vrindavan. And I personally thought, well, this is Kamyavan where all desires become fulfilled, and saw how Krishna is willing and actually waiting to exchange with us. Krishna is willing to come in a relationship with the devotee. This is a very sweet sweet feeling. I have a very thankful feeling to Krishna. See, we have one problem. Krishna loves us more than we can imagine, but we seem to not be able to muster up or to withdraw our love from temporary things and focus it on Krishna. But in this Brajmandra Parikram, we can make a little realization how Krishna is there wanting to reciprocate. There are many other things I've noted down to speak about, but I will not speak about them. One thing before the last is how hearing is a magnifying glass. This is a realization we took also. Like